For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An apparent U.S. drone strike has likely killed Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour. Ayaz Ghul reporting for VOA from Islamabad.
Well, what we understand from the U.S. officials that there was this drone attack carried out, and that was apparently inside Pakistan. In fact, on the Pakistani side of the border, if it is confirmed, this will be a major blow to the Taliban, because after the death of its founder, Mullah Omar, Mullah Akhtar Mansour is the only active Taliban leader who can hold the movement together.
Statement from the U.S. military says, as leader of the Afghan Taliban, Mansour had been actively involved with planning attacks across Afghanistan, threatening Afghan civilians, security forces, and U.S. and allied troops. Leaked flight data is bringing into focus the chaotic final moments of Egypt Air Flight 804. The Airbus A320 with 66 people on board went missing Thursday, and since then, searches of the Mediterranean have turned up aircraft debris, including personal items and damaged seats. Egypt is leading a multi-nation effort to search for the plane's flight data and cockpit voice recorders. Top U.S. commander in the Middle East has made a secret visit to Syria to look at a cooperative effort to overcome Islamic State militants. Army General Joseph Votel, a commanding general of the U.S. Central Command, spent nearly 11 hours in Syria visiting locations where U.S. Special Operations Forces are working with local fighters. This is VOA News.